I'm sure.
It was delayed.
Let's see how this works. If this doesn't work well, then I'm going to just check up how to do a more than one person on Skype, which I think is possible. But this, where we do all our meetings on this and it works well, it might just depend on speed of connection and things like that. So the things that I was hoping that we would look at today is the Sifkot and Gimel at the end of Shin Mem Tes. Is it will take us just a few minutes. I don't think, unless you have anything, any major chidushim on that. Sifkot and Aleph, which I thought would also just take us 10 minutes, when I started going into it, is amazingly complex. So that's what we'll probably land up spending most of our time on. Sifkot and Gimel, we were just talking about the shvuah that an isha has to take. So this is a case of a woman, an Eishes Reuven, borrows items from Eishes Shimon. They disappear. In the tour, we've got the story that there's the concern that the husband and wife were colluding. The husband says, "Yes, I did see them around in the house, but I don't know where they are." The woman says, "They've been stolen." So the halacha is that tzorich lishova she'inon birushusoy v'shelo sholach bohem yod. So we spent a lot of time last week on his shvuah. V'gam ha'isho tishova she'ina birushusoy, and the woman too has to make a shvuah that it's not in her rishus. On which the ktzos says, Ayin ma shiksavdim simet sarivov, de shvuah zu einu elo midrabonim. De kiven de moido shechayeves l'shalem tu lek ha-shvuah sashomrim. She's not pattering herself. Even though she's making a shvuah, the chiyuv is on her. It's just that it's a postponed chiyuv until she's got her own money. So the impediment to her paying is not because there's no chiyuv. The impediment to her paying is because she doesn't have money. If she's acknowledging a responsibility, there isn't a chiyuv shvua midoraisa. The only time that there's a shvua doraisa is if there's a ptur from tashlumin. But in her case, there isn't a ptur from tashlumin at all. There's just a postponement of the actual payment, but the chiyuv is upon her. So to me, that was fairly straightforward in conclusion of Shin Mem Tes, unless you had any horrors.
The only thing we discussed was what was the purpose of the Shvud Rabban, and if the Maisa she's Moida and then she's disowned or discouraged or whatever, she's going to pay. So presumably the purpose is for the
protection.
To ensure that if indeed she does have it, that she's not essentially delaying payment.
That's it. So if she has it, she would have to give it back. So all we want to know is that the item doesn't exist intact in their hands, in which case she would have to return it immediately. And that's all the shvuah does.
That was her only horror. Why is there a shvuah derabanan?
Okay, so then let's move into the next thing. Is strange because in Shin Nun there's a lot of tur on it, but the tur is all about Dalet Vehei, Kefil and Dalet Vehei, which doesn't apply now, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it Lamaise, and just brings one little line. But the Achronim use Shin Nun as a platform to share a lot of their Torah on the topic, even though it doesn't directly impact the Shulchan Aruch, which illustrates a point that I've always thought, and Rabbi Simsa, it would be interesting to get your view, that the Achronim treat the Shulchan Aruch as a platform from which to launch their ideas in Halacha. They're not necessarily Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch in the strict sense of the word. They go far beyond being Mefarish the Shulchan Aruch. And here's a good example. There's nothing to be Mefarish in Shin Nun, but there's a lot of Torah that they bring into it, including the Ktzos HaChoshen. Also, it clarifies, if you remember, we've spoken a few times that the Ktzos HaChoshen is almost if he is a Mefarish, he's more a Mefarish on the Beis Yosef than on the Shulchan Aruch, and that there's a complete assumption that that you've seen the Torah and you've seen the Beis Yosef, and that's one of the basic texts that he's commenting on. And we see it again here, how where he moves right into an area that Shulchan Aruch itself doesn't deal with at all. So if we get, let's start with the Ktzos HaChoshen, and then we'll go into the Gemara. So although the Divrei HaMaskil is Gon of Chelbo, it has nothing to do with Gon of Chelbo. Ayin Shach Mashikosov Beinyan Tovus Hano Moment. So the issue that we're dealing with is, to what degree can Tovus Hano, when you have no tangible right in the object, only the right to dispose of it within certain criteria. So a good case of Tovus Hano in modern life would be a trustee who doesn't own the capital of a fund, but has the authority to distribute the fund to tzedakah. So he gets a certain benefit from that, the fact that he can choose whether or not to give to a particular tzedakah. He gets recognition from the people he hands it to, although they understand, and so does he, that the money is not his. But his right to share it out gives him a certain ownership. Is that right? Does that right have monetary value? Is it a tangible right? Does it have tangible monetary value? Do we consider it momen in halacha? And the various sugyas, one of the nafkiminas will be for kiddushin. Can you be mekadesh and isha with it? And in the dorim, there are issues. So there are very various areas in which it becomes an issue. And the shach uses this sugya to explore it. And one of the areas is the Mordechai pirish in Shuas Adayonim, and we'll look at it inside. Nire de tovas hano eino momen ku'ulu v'rav asi de perik beis de kiddushin. So in the end of kiddushin, there are a number of shittas, and Ula and Rav Asi make it very clear that they hold the tovas hano as eino momen. And they befarish the Mishnah there in a different way in order to be able to learn that Tovus Hano Eino Mamin. Ve'afal gav derova basrohu umuki masnis in perik beis din adorim de Tovus Hano Mamin. And even though Rova, who's a basro, wants to say that Tovus Hano is Mamin in adorim, haine deloi boi lo ukme, that's because he doesn't want to make the Mishnah go according to certain Tanoim, so he's working on authorship of the Mishnah, not on the question of his own view about Tovus Hano is Mamon or not. Umiu Rova Gufa, Iu Sova to Tovus Hano ain't a Mamon. But Rova himself holds that Tovus Hano is not Mamon, says the Mordechai. And therefore, since Rova is a Basra, we would paskin that way. And certainly because he's aligned with Ula and Ravasi. And the Shach says he can't find any place where Rova holds that Tovus Hano is not Momen. Venire says the Ktzos HaChoshen de Kivin HaMordechai Lehodo Amarova Perikama de Metzia. I believe that the Mordechai is talking about what Rova says in Perikama de Metzia. So we'll learn Perikama de Metzia now, because what we've got to deal with is, if the Ktzos HaChoshen is right, how did the Mordechai understand it? Or how did the Shach understand it better? How would the Shach say, I don't know where Rava gets it from, if to the Ktzos it's quite obvious that it's on Daf Yud Aleph in Bava Metzia?
I love to hear about.
Sorry?
The Mordechai that we saw, the Mordechai himself brings the Gemara. So yes. We're just wondering, did the Shach see it? Yeah, did the Shach see a different version of the Mordechai than that we have, different than the one we have?
We're going to look at that. There are two Girsas in the Mordechai, but let's first look at two ways of learning the Gemara, which would be interesting. And I think there are two ways of learning the Gemara. I'm interested in your views as we work through it. I think there are two ways of learning the Gemara. So let's look at that Yud Aleph. Starting at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.
Okay. The Maaser.
So we have at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Maaser b'Rabban Gamliel, Zakenim sh'yubayim b'Sfina. So Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim are on a ship. Rabban Gamliel realizes he hasn't taken Maaser, he hasn't taken Trumas and Maaser from produce that he has back on shore, and he wants to take the Trumas and Maaser now. Omer Rabban Gamliel, Isur Shani Osid Lomud Nosun Di Yeshua. I'm going to take Meiser off for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, who is a Levi, and he's with us here on the ship. And I'm renting the place on which that Meiser is so that he can be koine with a Kinyan Chotzer. And Rashi says, "Bekibel mimenu shom schar amachim," and he gets paid the rental there on the spot. So there's a kinyan to rent him the property. He rents the property, and then with the kinyan chotzer, he's koine the meiser. V'isur acher shani osid lo b'nosun lakiva ben Yosef, who was a gabai tzedokah kadesh yizkebel le'aniim umkoimu muskalo. Ask the Gemara v'chi Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Akiva b'tzad sadeh u'shurim gamdila yu'imdim. This is all dealing with the comment of Shmuel at the very beginning of the sugya after the Mishnah, that a kinyan chotzer in a chotzer she'ena mishtameris only works if the baal ha-chotzer is oimed b'tzidoi. Sorry?
It was Ula. Ula.
Well, later on it's Ula. Right at the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel v'ush oimed b'tzad sadeh. That's where it all starts, and then it goes on, and then Ula comes in with it as well. V'chein Omar Ula. Ula also says Vushoime b'tzad sadeu. So asks the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel and his chaverim, the zakenim on the ship, and the zakenim are able to be koine using a kinyan chotzer that they've just acquired. How can the chotzer be koine for them if they're not oimed b'tzidu? But when he came to Suro, he explained it in the following way, that Ula said this, and they challenged Ula on this piece. So one of the people present answered, Rabban Gamliel metaltli agav mekakoi hiknolehem. This was not a kinyan chotzer, as we first thought. He was being makne them the meiser agav karka, and that's a completely different kinyan, and that doesn't need you to be next to the chotzer. Rabbi Zera kibla, Rabbi Abba lo kibla. So Rabbi Zera says he's happy to accept that, and Rabbi Abba does not accept that explanation of Rabban Gamliel's meiser on the ship. Omar Ove. Shapir Ovid de Likibla. So Rava says, he was right, Rabbi Abba's right not to be Mekablet. There's no way you can say that what Rabban Gamliel intended was for this to be a Kinyan Agav Karka. Why? V'chi loy hoyolo him suda liknes mimenu b'chalipin. Why did they even have to use Agav? Everybody's got a suda, and this is Metaltalin, and he could have used a Kinyan suda for the Kinyan. Why didn't he use a suda? You must say because he holds a Tovas Hanoa Eino Momin, and that's all that is really being koine, and you can't use Khalipin for that. And if you can't use Khalipin because Tovas Hanoa Eino Momin, then you can't use Agav Karka for the same reason. So just pause there for a moment and tell me if your understanding is that Rava learns from this Maise that Tovas Hanoa Eino Momin, or Rava knows that Tovas Hanoa Eino Momin and is just using it to explain that Rabban Gamliel also holds that way. What is Rava's shita just so far?
It could go either way, right? Rava says Shapir Ovid Lo Kibla. He's commenting on they were Makabal. This is as the halacha, because maybe he's saying in who is it? Rav Zera was not Makabal, or
Rabbi Abba
Shita is right. Maybe he's saying it b'shitas Rabbi Abba. That if you hold it's not if Tovas Hanoa in a moment, and then it wouldn't work both b'chalipin or b'al-gabi karka.
It would seem that for him it's possible.
Not necessarily that Rava would hold that himself.
That he's explaining that in Rabbi Zera he's explaining that in Rabbi Abba and saying that Rabbi Abba is right if he holds. But then he would say, then he would have to say more than Shapir Ovid. Then he would have to say more than that Rabbi Abba did right. He would have to say Rabbi Zera shouldn't have been Mekabel either. Unless Rav accepts that there's a machlokes in that. So let's go a step further. Brian and Gershon, did you have any way of understanding that at the outset? When you learned up till this point, is Rav saying it as an axiom that Tovis Ando in a moment, and that explains Rabban Gamliel? Or is Rav saying, well, it would appear from here that Rabban Gamliel holds the Tovis Ando in a moment?
Well, he could. We did discuss this a little bit based on some of the Mordechai said. Could be he's saying that Lefi Ula himself, that he holds that Tosana Enamamun, and therefore LP his understanding, he himself should be able to, in other words, his Shita himself could fall apart based on this that brother's saying.
So you're linking it back to Shita's Ula.
Yes, he's explaining the Shita of Ula, just like in the other Gemara, he didn't want to take a side.
Ula clearly says Enamamon, so Alpi Ula's approach, if you say Enamamon, then, you know, his halacha doesn't apply. That's one way of learning, or you could say that Rava holds its Enamamon, but
we got that, though, from the Mordechai.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's learn fresh without the Mordechai meanwhile. So then the Gemara goes on and says, Velohi, and that's not true. Matnas kuhuna nesina ksiva buhu, Matnas kuhuna nesina ksiva buhu, Matnas kuhuna is a unique case where there's almost a gzeres hakosuv implied in the word nesina, where it says in the Torah, v'nosata lelevi, that you've actually got to do it as a maise nesina. Chalipin derech mekech umem karu. Chalipin is not nesina, because chalipin, it looks as if you're making an exchange, you're making a trade. And v'nosata excludes any appearance of trade in the giving of maise. So in the Matnas Kuhuna, it's important that it's given as a gift, that it doesn't appear like a trade, and chalipin makes it look like a trade. Metaltin agav mekarka nesina alim tehi, but to give metaltin agav karka, that doesn't look like a trade at all. On the contrary, not only am I giving you the metaltin, I'm giving you the karka as well. It's a maton alim teh. So Rashi is very critical here. Let's start with v'chilo yolo hen suda lama loy lekabel me'en mois ela suda my timer loy de tevis hanlo shoyselo raven gamliel b'maisrus halalu eno chashuv a moment de tehen niknes bechalipin de lekele me'emer ki kona le raven gamliel lahay suda. So the kinyan chalipin can't be chal if the other object, the suder, is tangible, but the other object is not tangible. Ochanami gabi kinyan karka, eno momen liknois al gabi karka, be kinyan sha karka nikneboy, elo afkure ba alma afkir gabayu. He can be mafkir the meiser, but he oigel who mokum konsol chatzer b'teras chotzer kishar hefker. And the only way that could work is if the chotzer then is koine like any other hefker would work. So that's why he used it. Velohi, and then the Gemara says this isn't so. Mehai, here the critical words are mehai. The chilo yola hin suda lav raya hi lemeilaf mina. The ein toves hanor niknes bechalipin. You can't learn from here that toves hanor can't be nikne bechalipin. So clearly Rashi's holding that Rava wanted to use the maise as a makor to say that toves hanor can't be niknes bechalipin, and he gives the reason as it must be because toves hanor ain't a moment. V'algabi karka the shapir ikel meimer. Why didn't Chalipin work? Not because Tovis Ano Eino Mamin, but because Matna Shul Kuhunu Leviya Umaiser Oni Nesinu Ksiva Behu Kedichtiv and Osata Lelevi Zemaiser Rishon Lagevel Yosim Lamon Zemaiser Oni Leficha Osu Lahaknoisom Besuda the derech mekachu shizeh noisin lo kelov tachteim v'nirizeh kemoichren loy. It's kind of a mechzi kemechira. There seems to be an exchange, and the loshon of the pasuk v'nosati lelevi excludes that. So we've got an exclusion of kinyan sudar from matnas kohuna in the pasuk itself as a kind of a gzeras hakosuv. But nesin alim to you, but to do it through agav mutalak nois matnas kohuna agavi karka. So Rashi seems to be learning clearly that Rava wanted to bring a raya from here, and so when we say v'loihi, we're doiche the raya, and Rava has no raya at all that tovas hano lav momenu. So from here we wouldn't say if we were learning that way. We understand what the shach would be saying. The shach would be saying this sugya is no raya. Yes, he had a havamina that tovas hano was eino momen, but they were doiche the havamina. And there's another parish for it, so we're left with no. Where do we see Rava saying the Tovas Hano is Mormon? So if we learn, what I'm suggesting is if we learn the Gemara according to Rashi, then we understand the Shach, and the Ktzos is more difficult to understand. Where does the Ktzos see in this Sugya that Rava holds the Tovas Hano in a Mormon? As a Maskona, as a Psak.
Right. Mordechai,
well, can't you say the Gemara's psak is against Rava? They said the Gemara says Velohi. Doesn't that say that Rava retracts his approach to say Tovas Hano in a moment?
So then we would have to say that when Rava said Tovas Hano in a moment, he's coming from that as an axiom. We know the Tovas Hano in a moment. That's clear. That's not up for debate in the sugya. Knowing that, I can explain the Maisa of Rabban Gamliel. Answers the Gemara, no, there are other explanations for the Maisa of Rabban Gamliel. It might not have anything to do with Tovas Hano in a moment. So then the debate would just be, does Rabban Gamliel also agree with Tovas Hano? Can you see from here that Rabban Gamliel also holds the Tovas Hano in a moment? According to the Havamina, Rabban Gamliel held the Tovas Hano in a moment. According to the Maskona, there's no Raya that's what Rabban Gamliel holds. Is that right? That's how we would learn it.
That's right, but in Rava, Rava doesn't have to change. You can still hold Tovas Hano in a moment.
So I think you're absolutely right, and that's how I learned the Gemara to start with. Until I saw the Rashi, where I think that if we look at Rashi, where Rashi says mihaydechi lo yol ensudu lav rayahi lemelef mina, so it's clear that somebody's trying to be melef mina. It's not that lav rayahi that was the reason. He's not saying that there's no hechrek to say that was the reason, and therefore you can't say anything. He says, "Lav raya lemelaf mina," which means that according to Rashi, the havamina of Rava is to learn from here. And one can understand that a little bit in Rava, because if Rava was just applying his din, then why did he have to bring the chalipin? He could simply have said, Rabbi Abba's right not to accept it, because how can you use a kinyan aga for tovas hano, which is ein momen? But the fact that he throws chalipin in seems to be that his proof that it's Eino Mamen is from the fact that they didn't do a chalipin, which seems to be the way that Rashi's learning, which would leave Rava with no raya that Tovas Hano Eino Mamen, and we would have no makor to say that Rava holds a Tovas Hano Eino Mamen, and the Shach would be right.
Sorry, why are you, by saying that we can't bring a raya from this case, doesn't mean that Rava no longer holds it. It would be ideal to be able to pull out that raya, the Tovas Hano Eino, and Rashi is saying that we can no longer learn it. It almost sounds like you're saying that the original halacha is gone.
Because the way I'm trying to understand it in Rashi is that this is the only makor that Rava has, that there's a Tana who holds the Tovas Hano Eino moment.
Wow. So this is the source.
This would be his source, and we've just destroyed his source. Is the way I'm, and it's the Shach that lends me to notice this in Rashi,
right?
Because the Shach holds that this is not a. We can't see from here that Rava holds the Tovas Hano in a moment, and so what I want to look at is whether Rabbeinu Chananel is learning it the way we're trying to learn it and different from Rashi. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Chananel's wording is a little strange, and it forces the Magia to add some words in. But I want to learn it first without those words added in. So he starts off. V'amrinen amaylo akidu Rabban Gamliel hay maiser agav suda v'amrinen mishum deikir amaysel lelevi hu v'chimin hashamayim hiknuhu loy v'ein labaylim boya latoyves hano shehu rashay lasei to le'izi levi shiyirtze. That's all he's got in it. V'kaimelan the toyves hano eino niknes b'chalipin. And he says that we came along that. That's how we come. The Tovus Hanor is Eino Niknes Bechalipin. Why? Not because of Nesina so much, but the Chalipin Derech Mekechu Memker, Hu Kaloyma, Mekabel HaSudu Romakne Rochefetz Echod, Umatnus Kuhu. So because it's Derech Mekechu Memker, you can't be Makne Tovus Hanor. He's not saying this, again, without the additions of the Magia. Rabbeinu Chananel is not saying this specifically in Matnus Kuhuno. He's saying this generally in Tovus Hano, that you can't use Chalipin for Tovus Hano, because Chalipin is Derech Mekech Omemke, and Mekech Omemke is a Dover Anisun Miyad Liyad. It's got to be something that you can actually trade, that you can transfer tangibly from one hand to another, which you can't do with Tovus Hano. So Chalipin doesn't work with any Tovus Hano. So why does Agav Karka work? In the case of... So he says, yeah, Agav Karka also wouldn't work with Tovus Hano generally, but Agav Karka does work with Matnas Kuhuna. Umatnas Kuhuna, given the bed, Yaksivabu Nasina, Hakno Agav Karka Nasina Alim Tehi. So the way that I'm learning Rabbeinu Chananel as I see it is that Venosato Lelevi is like a matir for a Kenyan Agav, even though it's only Tovus Hano. And Chalipin doesn't work for Tovus Hano, and nor should Agav. Venosato Lelevi is Matir Agav.
How does it include it? Why does he call it a Nesina Alimta?
The Gemara calls it that.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Can you hear now? Can you hear?
We have you.
Yeah, I think Rabbi Simser is off. Let's see if he gets back on. Yeah, are you back on now? Can you hear?
Testing.
Rabbi Simser, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear. It's a little bit better now. So I couldn't hear. Venosato Lelevi is in fact in a Sina Liyad Liyad, so if you don't have the problem of Chalipin, therefore it should work, right?
Yeah, so what I'm suggesting in the Rabbeinu Chananel is that Venosato Lelevi is Matir Agav. Normally, with Tovus Hano, Agav wouldn't work the same way that Chalipin doesn't work. But because it says in the Sina that you've got to give it Bederech Matone, Agav is a Matone Alimte, and therefore Agav works. In other words, if we went this way, we would be saying that there's no question in this whole Sugya, there's no question that Tovus Hano ain't a moment. And Velohi doesn't push that aside. All that Velohi says is that although Chalipin doesn't work because Tovus Hano ain't a moment, Agav does work. So the machlokes of the Velohi is not about the main thesis of Rove. The main thesis of Rove is this is Tovus Hano. Tovus Hano is intangible, and as such, neither Kinyan can work. Answers the Gemara according to the Rach. Agav can work. You're right that Chalipin can't work. And the reason Chalipin can't work is because Tovus Hano ain't a moment. But Agav, because of Nesino, Agav will work here. It's a completely different way of learning the sugya.
And that could be the machlokes, the shach, and the ksois, right?
Exactly right. That's what I want to suggest is the machlokes. We'll see it goes further back than the shach and the ksois, but that could be the machlokes, shach, and ksois. As to how to learn the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel or like Rashi.
So even though he sees the Mordechai bringing this Gemara, he says the Mordechai is learning the Gemara completely wrong.
He says the Mordechai is learning. When the Mordechai says, he says the Shach says, I don't understand the Mordechai. The Ksos HaChoshen says, sure, the Mordechai learns it. If you learn the Ksugya like the Rabbeinu Chananel, then this is the Mekor.
So So identifying this machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel on how to learn the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara.
Yes, the problem is that magia that messes it up.
Is the foundation. Yeah.
That magia in the Rabbeinu Chananel adds words in to make the Rabbeinu Chananel the same as Rashi. But I don't think that there's a need for that. If you take Rabbeinu Chananel as is, it's brilliant. It's a different way of learning the Gemara, and it's a clearer way of learning the Gemara, and it leaves Rava with it. It leaves the whole sugya holding clearly that Tovus Hanoah Eino Mamon, and that's not the debate here. That's taken for granted, the Tovus Hanoah Eino Mamon. Is what I'm suggesting that we learn it. If you have a look at let's have a look at the Mordechai, and then we'll look at the rest of the Ktois. If you look at the Mordechai inside,
in Shavuos,
the Dayanim, so it's towards the end, and it's Simon Tafshin Samach Zayin in the Mordechai.
The Mordechai is where again?
At the end of Shavuos.
Tav Shin Samech Zayin.
At the end of.
And I'm going to go get it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So did this come to mind simply by reading the Rashi of Lemelev?
It came to mind. Well, I know when I read the Rashi carefully, I noticed what the Shach means when he says that there's no raya from here. So then my question was, so what about the Ktos? And I don't know what drew me to the Rabbeinu Chananel, but I often look just to see if there's something unusual in the Rabbeinu Chananel.
The Shach himself. The Shach was quoting Rabbeinu Chananel at some point. It's a long piece.
He seemed to say that Chanan held it was Malach.
Yes, but if you learn the Rabbeinu Chananel the way the Magia learns it, then he comes out the same as Rashi. And there is one of the difficulties is that there's a psak you'll see in the Chidushi Anshe Shem on the Mordechai brings that the Rosh paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel that Tova Sano is Momen.
Right, and the Shach himself said that.
Shach wrote down those sheetahs.
So that creates a bit of a difficulty. And that might be why the Magia is Magia and Rabbeinu Chananel.
Right. And then...
Well, the Shach himself was wondering about the gifts of the Rosh, I think. Really, it should say, Eina Mamon.
Right.
Did he ever have a minute that it should be that the gifts was wrong?
It was quite a long Shach till we got to this part.
Did you learn right through the whole Shach?
We read through a few times until we found the relevant part.
Right.
But that does throw a bit of a center in it.
So that would be very helpful if there's a different gear. So let's have a look at the Mordechai. So the Mordechai just before Tafshin Samach Zayin, V'nishol Rabbeinu Meir, he brings a Shaila that was asked to the Maharan Rutenberg. Al shnei zekukim two litigants shetaveh Shimon Meruven shenesonam loy laharviach bohem veroseis mohem kaf bekaf b'shono lahazkir nishmat zugoso. So he claims I gave an amount of money to a trust to invest, and the profits from the investment should go for tzedakah le'ilui Nishmas, my wife. Atosh yachzirim loy, and he says now he wants the money back. Ureuven meishiv shenasonam loy lechalko gam keren gam pri kashi yikoshe beinov, and Reuven says no, I was given not only the peris, but I was also given the keren to hand out. Veinaroitzelatzu, and I don't want to give the keren back. The keren was given to me for that purpose. And the Maram Rutenberg answered, "Nearly im Shimon Omer shenodar litzdoka, ach ena roitzeh shiyo etachas Reuven." if Shimon agrees that he gave this money over to Tzedakah, he just doesn't want Reuven to be the trustee, who ba'atzmo roitze lechalkom, he now wants to hand out the Tzedakah himself, as ein tzorich Reuven lachzirim loy, then Reuven does not have to be machziv, lo yishov al kocho shihu kedvorov, and he doesn't even have to take a shvur. Tilichoyru niru da halocha toves hanoa eno momen ku'ulo, uchad ravasi de perik sheni de kedushin, v'loicherav huna de hosom, de'en dvorov shel echod b'mokum shnayim. V'kiven de'en omomen matzilamei melav bal dvorim didiat. V'kiven de'en l'shimen bo'e elo teves hano, en omomen ve'en sorich lishova aleem Reuven. So what Shimon has is not worth anything. What Reuven has is not worth anything tangible. And therefore he doesn't have to get involved in a court case and he doesn't have to make any shvuas. The money belongs to the anim. The only question is who has the right to hand the money out. And on that right, he's a muchzik, and he doesn't have to get involved. So now the Mordechai goes on. The afagav derova basrohu, the muki the masnitim beferik basrohu in adorim the teves ano amomen. Hainu deloiboy luk mikichad tana mishum de kashile reisha lesefer. That's because he's trying to resolve the Mishnah. Umiu rova gufe ihu gufe. Have you got a word in parenthesis added in there after gufe?
Dilma.
Okay, so that Dilma is added in by the Ramo. Those are the Hagos HaRamo, which were discovered relatively recently. So it's clear, and if you look at the way the Tzeis HaChoshen quotes the Mordechai and the Shach too, I think, they don't have it. And that word Dilma makes a huge difference. Let's not learn with Dilma first. Umiu rova iu gufe sova toivus ano einor momen. V'chein mashma bebo v'metzi b'ferikame b'shmais and d'rabban gamlil v'rabonan sho yuboim b'svinam. So the Mordechai clearly says from this sugya, you see that rova holds the toivus ano einor momen, which we could only understand if we learnt it like the Rach. Throwing the word Dilma in enables us to learn like Rashi, where we're saying there's no hechrich. We don't know what Rava holds. We wanted to use this as a raya, but we're doche, and who knows what Rava holds? There's no raya. So that word Dilma becomes the pivot around which the understanding of that of the Mordechai goes. Are we going to understand the Mordechai with the Dilma or without the Dilma? And that determines whether we understand the Mordechai like the Shachol, like the Tzeis HaChoshen. So if we go into the Tzeis HaChoshen now, when the Tzeis HaChoshen says, V'nira dekiven ha-Mordechai lehod omar rov v'ferik kamed emetzi, I don't even know why he says V'nira dekiven ha-Mordechai. The Mordechai says it mefurish, that it's that Gemara in Bava Metzia. Ein shem de'omar rov v'shoper ova de'lo kibla v'chilo yolo imsu de liknus b'chalipin el ha'tevis hano en amom liknus b'chalipin ha'chanami tevis hano en amom liknus ha'gabi karka. I have not had a chance to see what he wrote in Reisha in Hay and in Reisha in Ches. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to look at that.
No, not yet. But
to me that's what the what it might revolve around. So the way the Shach learns the Gemara, that Doiche Velohi is Doiche Rova's attempt to bring a raya from the case of Raman Gamliel. So we've got no raya that what Rova. We certainly can't prove that Rova holds Tevas Ano Eina Momin. He might do, but we've got no clear statement that he does, which is why the Ramo is Magia in the Mordechai Dilma. Or if we don't have the Dilma in, as the Tzeis HaChoshen doesn't have, then we would be learning. Then we would be learning that the like the Shitas Rabbeinu Chanana,
right?
Like the Rach.
There's a line in the Shach, and we haven't. I wouldn't say we've given enough attention to the Shach to really do it justice. But he says. He says,
He says, "V'hayet nire limchok tevas ena."
Shnei pa'amim.
And then he goes on. He says, "Akiven shebedakti bekama tvusim v'nimtza kein ena mamon." So he seems to.
There seems to be some.
Matur kasev ba'atzmo v'yodeya ena mamon. And he goes on.
Claiming that what the Rosh really holds is Eina Mamon, not that it's Mamon.
Yeah.
Well, that would help because I've been worried on that.
Oh, yeah. Which Shach are you reading?
This is the Shach in Shin Nun, and it's a big Shach, and it's sort of to.
It's what the Ketzos opens with. Ein Shach,
it's a kas. There's a kas of a Rambam sort of in the middle, and then it's about halfway through from the kas of a Rambam.
Yeah, okay, I see it.
Yeah.
Right.
And the part where he quotes the Rosh is after that. Oh, yes.
Right. So you're saying that the Shach comes out that the Rosh and others hold that Tova Sanoa is Eina Mamon.
Well, it does either.
Okay. You're okay.
Do you have the Chidushe Anshe Shem on the Mordechai?
Yes. I have it at the bottom of
that's mine. Right. So you see, he mentions at the bottom there that the Rosh brings, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Tova Sanoa is Mamon. Is that the same Rosh that the Shach is talking about?
Well, this is in Perek HaIshmet Kadesh.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. Yeah.
Pesek B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah.
This is Gamtur Tshuvas Hanoi in Imamun Kasavatur Beramazek Hizkiya Rosh. So Perek HaIshmet Kadesh.
Yes.
It's the same one.
Shilti Perek HaIshmet Kadesh.
Tshuvas Hanoi in Imamun Kadesh Ba'inu Kadeshes Ad Kadesh Tanim.
And he also says it in Parshas Kaira. The opposite. Take out the word Ein. Well, that helps, actually.
Yes, it helps a lot. It helps a lot because then. I was just a little bit worried about trying to learn the Rabbeinu Chananel as it is without the Divrei HaMagia. But without the Divrei HaMagia, I just find the Rabbeinu Chananel is so clear that I was worried as to why they were Magia. And that might be because of the Rosh. If you're not learning like the Shach, that there's the Girs and the Rosh has to be changed, then maybe there's a need to change Rabbeinu Chananel here. But with the Shach saying that it's clear that the Rosh holds at Eino Mamon, then it works fine. Then it becomes a Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel as to how to learn the sugya, and how the Mordechai learns. The Ramoz learns the Mordechai like the Shach, and the way the Mordechai is without the Ramoz Hago is like the Chesed Sachishin.
Fascinating. When we first went through it, we went through it quite quickly. But then it ended up this Ketos. But then going to each Gemara, started taking plenty of time.
It's often like that. When the Ketos makes a comment and it seems that there's no Chiddush in it, that we've often got to wonder why. So why would he say it? And sometimes it's not clear until you go into the sugi and the rishonim. Like in this case, if one just reads through the Ketzos HaChoshen, it seems obvious. I think what got me thinking is just it just seemed weird for the Ketzos to be saying. But of course, the Mordechai is referring to the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Well, what did the Shach think? So that's what got me thinking that there must be two ways of learning the Gemara.
Good. Yeah, and so that Rashi, I hadn't seen that. That Rashi also is an anchor.
Right.
Stopped it before.
Yeah, we rejected. Did not see that. that's an important diak.
What's the halacha? Do we hold the Torah as mamon or not?
The Rambam paskens in Kiddushin that it's eino mamon. The Rambam paskens that you can't be mekadesh an issue with Tovus Hanor. And I'm wondering whether it differs from place to place, because even the Loshin in our sugya here is when Rava says, the Loshin of Rava is interesting. He says, Ela Tovus Hanor en a moment liknus memenu bechalipin, implying legabi the kinyan chalipin. Tovus Hanor is not Mormon, but there might be situations in which Tovus Hanor is considered Mormon. Yeah.
Right. Very good.
So then next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll carry on with the next Sifkot, with Sifkot and Beis. Is that right?
Yeah. But might have been knast.
Right. And I'm hoping that I'll be in South Africa, but I'm hoping that it'll be okay and the time will be okay. I'll let you know if it isn't. But let's assume meanwhile that we get together again at the same time.
Yes, right.
If okay, you're gonna send out to again the Mark McComas would be worthwhile.
I'm going to try. You know, usually what happens is I land up preparing it on Shabbos. But if I can prepare it a little earlier, I'll definitely do so.
Even if not, so it's I know it's foreign to bring to tonight. I may not be around next Sunday. I may be traveling, so
okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay, very good. Very nice to have you with us.
Yes, welcome.
All right, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Cool, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Yes.
There are a couple people who approached me in Shul about joining. We'll see whether anything comes of it. But there were three people who
are up to it. But a couple of people approached me also, but I didn't think that they were up to it.
Yeah, there's I've forwarded in the recorded shiurim, so
okay,
you get a sense of what it's all about. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, very good.